Hey, Kareem.
Hi, Tari. I don't know why I'm laughing, but we're always laughing when we get on
What? It's always better to
the
be happy than sad, right? You know,
show.
and we got a great show planned tonight on Angel Coaches. And why don't you tell everybody what it's going to be about?
Tonight we're talking about the seven chakras and the different angels that can help us clear and increase the functioning and the balance of each one. And if for those of you out there that don't know what chakras are, it's a Sanskrit word that means wheel, and it refers to the seven different energy centers, where our consciousness and energy systems are composed. And they kind of function like pumps or valves that regulate the flow of energy through our systems. They're like satellites that pick up different wavelengths of energy and maintain different balance center points within us. So that's what we're talking about today.
Okay, cool. And one of the things I want to mention is, in the States we always treat the symptoms. That's what we're told. But in Asia, in China to Japan, they always look at the chakras to see what the problem is, because when they say it's the chakras that are out of balance, because each of the chakras control certain parts of our body, right?
Right,
Too is
right,
right.
right, right. Right, definitely in the Asian culture, it's all about the energy balance within the chakras. I think Qigong and Reiki are all about that too as well. It's balancing and maintaining and opening and clearing and cleansing each of the chakras. Oh, I just heard your dog.
On a first bark she's ever done. It's amazing. So
I've never heard
I'm so sorry. She's just a puppy. So she spotted herself in the mirror. Come here a minute, Breeze. Stop it. So I apologize. My dog's name is Breeze, and then she's anyway, and she's barking. So let's talk about the angels and the chakras. Corrine, I'm gonna take care of my dog in just a second, okay? I'll be right here.
All right. Well, before we get to the different chakras, the three lower chakras are the ones that govern self-consciousness, our emotion, our survival, and our will. The middle chakra is the center of our love, separate from the emotion, but the love that connects you to all that is divine. And it connects to our physical awareness and our spiritual awareness. And the top three chakras direct the psychic activity of, it's where our clairaudience, our clairsentience, our clairvoyance, and our awakening of enlightenment comes from. And each chakra vibrates at a different speed and emanates a different color in the aura. And as you start from the bottom where the root chakra goes and you go up, the vibration and intensity increases. And they work together when they're balanced to help you be grounded and tune into your own psychic abilities.
What chakra are you on? Because I got my
Oh
dog stopped barking.
no, I was just describing the chakras again, just to wait for you to come back. So now you're back.
I'm back, and then what's cool about it is that usually you can't hear me good enough, and now you can hear me too much. So I'm backing off a little bit on the mic. So how cool is that? Finally got the internet stuff fixed. Let's talk about the first chakra, which is the root chakra, and it's located. Will you tell everybody where it's located? So to
I know you're super loud now. You're very, very, you're coming through loud and clear.
Is this better, by the way? I hope so. So look at my, yeah.
A little bit. Seth will let you know. It's a little loud on my end, but I think Seth's typing something to you right now. Okay, the first chakra is the base chakra, and it's associated with the color red. It's like this bright, very, very bright, vibrant red hue, and it's located at the base of your spine near the tailbone. This one is one that vibrates very slowly, but it emanates a very vibrant red hue. Are you
Right.
ready? Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me pretty well? So just double checking. Okay, good. One of the things, okay, the root chakra is, she said, is red. And the one thing about the root, with all the chakras, is they spin in a clockwise position. So in Reiki and Qigong, a lot of times, what the first thing they'll do is they'll make sure that your chakras are spinning correctly, or rotating correctly, I guess is a better way of saying it. And then the, and it's, when she was telling about where it was located, it's also the fight or flight. That's your survival chakra. And I think some of the things that it as we told you before, it controls, each chakra controls a part of the body. And this one controls or is in charge, I guess is maybe a better way, or has to do with your gonads and your ovaries. How cool is that? So at least you know they're taken care of.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like your survival mechanism. It's that fight or flight. That's exactly it. It affects your ability to take care of yourself. Gives you the Tari, are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. There's some noise in the back. Okay. So it's a survival mechanism. It gives you your awareness of danger, which is that fight or flight is what you're talking about. And your chakras, if they're out of balance, can be either overactive or under-functioning. And if this chakra is overactive, it can cause you to be a little paranoid, nervous, self-indulgent. If it's under-functioning, it can cause you to become a little depressed or out of touch with your body or passive. You basically just tuned out.
It does. I tell you what, it also, all of our chakras, we have five senses, including the sixth sense, which a lot of us are developing. But the sense that it controls is the smell. I didn't mention this too as well. It's got the spine, the bones, the teeth, the nails, the legs, the intestines, and prostate, and cell multiplication. So that's does quite a bit. And if you want to check your chakras or make sure they're working properly, a lot of times you can go to a Reiki practitioner, Qigong, or even acupuncture. Acu works too as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Or meditation is great too, and for this chakra, you can just when you're in a state of meditation, you can just imagine it looks like a red orb, and it'll spin. So it's and then just imagine this red light as intensely red as possible, and then just visualize your body in a very balanced state, very safe and secure and grounded. And then just feel the energy from the red vibrance of the color.
I know that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. Forgive me. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, go ahead.
For a lot of us that are listening, Karina are going to give you a chakra CD that has the meditations at the end of the show. So make sure you listen in. But go ahead. What were you going to say? Because I interrupted you.
There are also some, diets influence the chakras because, food, like everything else, breaks down into energy. So, what you eat is what you are. And, all foods vibrate and influence the different chakras. So for this chakra, the first chakra, the root chakra, the foods that influence it are red meats, animal fats, coffee and soda, peppers, hot spices, and spinach because of its iron content. And if your chakra is overstimulated, if you're feeling, nervous or paranoid or, you're just kind of, on that level, you should avoid these foods and drinks. If it's understimulated and you're finding that you're maybe a little depressed or you're out of touch with your body, you're feeling like you're passive, you shut down, you should definitely add these foods and drinks to your diet then. And it'll help you connect your soul more solidly with your body and increase your vitality.
Well, and also I want to make sure before we go to the next one that each, as we told you before, that each of the chakras are associated with a part of the body. So a lot of times, Louise Hay, let me back up a little bit. Louise Hay has a book called Heal Your Body, and she goes through all the body parts and which chakra is associated with it. No, I'm sorry, that's in another book. But she goes through all the body parts and the emotional, when you have an emotional problem, it starts in the mind first, and then it'll affect the body, and it'll affect the chakra, and then the body. So she's really clear about that. So it's Heal Your Body. It will give you a better idea. So when we talk about the spine, the bones, the legs, the ovaries, a lot of times if you work with the root chakra, in the Asian culture, in your culture, Korean, because I know you're Chinese, they feel that it can, you've got a better chance of healing the symptom, which is the body part, and the problem is the chakra. So,
right, and it's also where you're the foundation of your balanced state. So it all starts from here, your root chakra, and then you know you should always work from the first chakra and then up. But this is where you have your foundation and your balance. So this, it's essential to start here.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so then we've got the next. Yeah, the next one. Do you want to have anything else to add? So the second chakra is the, if you don't, I'm going to go on to the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second one is the sacral chakra, and the color of it is orange. It is low. It's approximately like about an inch or two where at your pubic line, you know, where I'm going to say this, so if it's okay, where your the upper pubic area is. And it is your creative reproduction of being, which that, what I've learned it, you know, because I'm a Reiki practitioner, I've learned it is that it actually controls your creativity. So if you're feeling blocked, like with writing or with, for you, you're an artist, you're also right, then a lot of times it can be a block in that area. So what do you know about it? Because I know you've got some different things about it as well.
This is because it's the emotional chakra. It's also called the emotional chakra. So it's where all your emotions are coming from. That it's it determines the consciousness of our emotion and our state of pleasure, our sexuality, our ability to enjoy the pleasures of the body. So both emotionally and physically, it allows us to experience the joy of feeling, and it influences our ability to experience pleasure. And you're right, it's kind of like between where your base chakra is and your navel. If this chakra is you know, if it's overactive, that means what will happen is that if you're finding yourself like kind of pushing the pursuit of pleasure a little too far, it can lead to a point, you know, if it goes a little too far in excess, it can lead to a little bit of greediness, or it'll influence your tendency for addictions. If it's under functioning, you might find that, you know, if you've experienced pain from a relationship, and then now you're feeling that you're repressing your urge to feel again, then you know that your chakra is under functioning. Because you're in a state of wanting to limit your sensation for pleasure, denying your body of pleasure too. So those are ways that you can kind of check with yourself to see if your chakra is either overactive or underactive.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I definitely like the foods that are associated with this chakra. this is up my alley, because if it's under functioning, where you know you need to enjoy the sweetness of life a little bit more, and you need to open up to allowing yourself to feel again. The foods that you can eat are chocolate, bananas, watermelon, pears, honey, bread and butter, milk, dairy, ice cream, and pastas. And all of those will help to kind of reactivate this chakra. However, on the flip side, if you've taken it to an excess, then definitely eat less of these foods on your diet.
Well, I like your philosophy. You say you've never met a dessert you didn't like, okay, or
right.
A piece of chocolate.
I guess this chakra is totally fine though, for me.
Yeah, right? There you go. Oh, that's funny. But let me share with you the parts of the body that it affects. The pelvic area, the reproductive organs, the kidneys, the bladder, all liquids, you know, in our body, blood, lymphatic fluid, digestive secretions, and sperm. It's also, as well as the first chakra, because the first chakra had the ovaries as well, but this one, reproductive system, which is ovaries is part of that, the prostate and the testicles. You know, and also the hormones, because I have a list of that too as well, because I got this in Reiki. It's the estrogen and the testosterone. So, you know, if you're having estrogen, or, you know, women, we have PMS, and then some folks are going through the change of life, or men, you know, that look at that, you know.
Hmm.
That's the reason why I say working with a doctor is wonderful. And if you can find a doctor that believes in the the Asian culture, like they're teaching us, or if you work with a doctor and find a Reiki practitioner, Qigong, or acupuncture, you got it going on.
So anyway, just a thought. What's the next chakra? That's the third one that we have.
The next chakra is the third chakra. That's the solar plexus chakra, and it's associated with a very bright yellow color. It's located in the region right above the navel.
Right. And it's right above the navel, and it also, it's the way it does is it's your well-being. I feel it's your self-esteem. That's what I was taught. So folks that, you know, and I think from day one we have issues with our self-esteem, whether we're in grade school or our parents or friends or whatever, when you don't feel like you are enough, your worthiness. This is the chakra that it affects right here. It's the third chakra. When I've done Reiki before, Kareem, on myself as well, that chakra is always the one that needs to be lined the first. You know, because we're always taking hits a lot of times just with our self-esteem. You know what I mean? Or I don't know if taking hits is probably the right way of saying it, because we're never a victim. But that's what when you're insulted, when you feel insulted or you feel overwhelmed, a lot of times that's the chakra that it affects.
Right, so. Right. It's the one that where, you know, you're finding that balance between the ego and your higher self. That's where it is. If your ego gets hurt, right, that's when you need to clean that chakra. But yeah, absolutely. Unlike the first two chakras, this chakra is the one that also connects you to others. So it allows you also the ability to, kind of feel, tune into others, and allows you to connect with guidance from spirit too, as well, to separate yourself from the ego.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And I told you the basic principle with that, but the sense that it affects is the sight. Sight. And the one before that I forgot to say was taste. But the third chakra is all associated with sight, how you see. So, and the parts of the body is the lower back, the abdominal cavity, the digestive tract, the stomach, the liver, the spleen, the gallbladder, and the nervous system. It also, the glands that it affects is the pancreas and the liver. And the and the hormones are insulin and gallbladder. So, diabetes, not enjoying the sweetness of life. Louise Hay does a lot with that, with her book, and Carolyn Meese does too as well. And so does Doreen Virtue with her chakra clearing. But yeah, not enjoying the sweetness of life. So that's something there.
And then how you can tell if it's, you know, understimulated or closed, that you may feel really tired or be drained, might have insomnia, if it's off balance, you know, you will be very, very anxious. This is where anxiety comes from. You may find yourself having being unable to say no to others, or an inability to stand confrontation, an inability to control your appetite. You might feel really super lazy, might be passive aggressive, just really kind of in a place of ego rather than with the higher self.
Wow.
Yeah. And the foods to stay, to eat, to keep this chakra balanced are fish, chicken, eggs, apricots, oranges, carrots, sweet potatoes, cranberry juice, papaya, and squash. And if you feel like you're just, you know, and you're aware of your ego and you're saying, okay, I'm just living too much of my ego right now. Also, if you're not connecting very well to like psychic energy as well, then you should definitely stay away from fish and chicken in this list.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. You're reading from Sonia, what's the book that you have that you've studied the chakras with?
This it's called The Psychic Pathway, and it's by Sonia Chiquette.
Okay, yeah. So, one other thing I want to share with you, I was doing and do it maybe once a week, is a Kundalini meditation, and he says, the gentleman that does it, he's a big yoga guy, he says that the third chakra, because he does one with aligning the chakras, has to do with order, you know, when you're orderly, you're organized, you're together. He said when like you said, people that are lazy, that really has to do with orderliness, you know, keeping it together, being on time, all those things. He said that has to do with the third chakra. So he really, mm-hmm. although that was interesting, you know, too, as well. So,
Right. Yeah. It's definitely it's in line with this, because she's saying if it's off balance, you'll be wishy-washy. So that's definitely, you know, procrastination, not showing up on time, you know, feeling lazy. That's definitely the third chakra.
How cool is that? So the third chakra has a lot of good stuff there. I like the foods better in the second chakra, I got to tell you.
I do too. I know this one's all like the healthy chakra. It's like oranges, carrots, sweet potatoes.
That's funny. Yeah. I have a friend of mine that just texted me when he heard you say lazy. He goes, "That I'm going to give that to my wife and tell her it's my third chakra." Funny. So anyway, he's listening to her show. That's funny. I think the fourth chakra, are you ready to talk about that? The first four are the physical chakras, and then the next four are the spiritual chakras. Okay, so the first three are connected to the physical body. The next four are connected to the spiritual body. So, anyway, not that they're not all spiritual, but you know what I'm saying. So, and the next one is the fourth one. It's the heart chakra, and you can see it as green or pink. And most of us know where the chakra is. It's in the center of the chest, or the breastbone. And the basic principle of this is devotion, self-abandonment. When you're feeling like there's nobody around. You are the only one on the island. And I know we have all felt like that, you know, self-love. That's loving, you know, that's the most important thing, is loving yourself first. And the sense that it affects, of course, is feeling. But I know there's foods with it associated with it too as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but what's interesting about this chakra, though, it's the heart chakra. But it's in a different place than the second chakra, which is the chakra that controls your emotions, because a lot of us forget that love is a totally different vibration from emotion. And this chakra is the love that is balanced, calm, giving, and accepting of oneself and others. This is the love that connects you with all that is divine, separate from your emotions and all that. This is like divine love. This is the chakra that connects your lower ego physical self to the higher soul, the higher spiritual self. It controls your self-acceptance, your acceptance of others, your trust, your state of well-being, abundance, prosperity, good health. It's the point of consciousness where you can feel pain, the joy and the struggle of another person or of the world, of humanity. It's like the empathic center. And the foods to eat to help you keep this chakra balanced are, again, very, very healthy foods, of course. Plums, cherries, it's all fruits and grains. It's plums, cherries, strawberries, whole grain brown rice, couscous, any other type of grains, miso, soy, beans, and all forms of greens, vegetables, except for spinach. So that's another
I love spinach and the grains. Yeah, you're right, the fruits and grains and all. But I really enjoy them too as well. But I tell you, I love dessert. So if I could combine the little out of each one, that's the best. You know, I want to share this with anyone that's listening, and with you too as well, because you and I have talked about it a lot. And I know a lot of the sessions we do with people, it's about self-love. When we say about loving, and this is the chakra that's all about love, okay, sometimes we confuse need and love, I think. And so the best way to know what's the difference and what the chakra, when it's operating at its best, is when you hug, if any of you guys have, or it's the man or the woman that you love, when you feel that moment when you've hugged that child for the first time, or kissed your child, or when you've loved a man or a woman, and they've really connected with you, that's the kind of love that this chakra is about. So, don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. That's great.
Okay, so, all right. And you told the parts of the foods. Let me tell you what it affects. It's the upper back, the heart, of course, the rib cage, the chest cavity, the lower lungs, the blood, the circulatory system, the hands and the skin, and the thymus gland. That's the glands that it affects. And the hormones are the thymus and the thymus hormone. I want to share this story if it's okay. I had a friend of mine that actually got cancer in his heart. And he had a lot of anger with his father from a childhood, since he was a boy. And he got it when he was in his mid-40s. But the one thing that he said that he did was he had the Western treatment of, you know, removing the cancer through various things. He said, but I also did meditation. And he said, I did a lot of Reiki. And I know this because I was the one that gave him the Reiki. And he's been, he chooses to use the Reiki. I was just the one that channeled it for him. But he is 100% fine today and totally healthy. Just got married about 2 years ago, too. So how cool is that? And had a baby, you know.
Wow. I know. It's so important to pay attention to your emotional state because it can manifest into, you know, the physical body and the organs that you're listing now. So, it's really important to keep these parts of your body healthy, and Reiki is definitely a great way to do that.
Yeah, because it works on the mind, body, and spirit, the physical, the mental, and the emotional, you know, so, and the spiritual part of all of this. And when you work on the spiritual, that's when you see miracles on the physical, whatever that looks like to you, you know. Okay, what's the next chakra?
The next chakra is the fifth chakra, and it's the throat chakra. Located at the level of your throat, and it's like a sky blue color. This is the chakra that controls consciousness of psychic hearing. It allows you to be telepathic, allows you to hear the thoughts of other people, and hear the voice of your inner higher self as well. It's the chakra of communication. And when it's fully opened, you can develop clear audience with it. So you can hear your guides and also hear spiritual music. It's also the consciousness that is your subconscious storehouse to the Akashic Records, which is very, very interesting. This chakra, when it's off balance or closed, you'll find that you may have so much inner chatter going on inside of your head. It's a lot of self-talk, a lot of inner voices that will not allow you to really express yourself or to be honest or to listen to what you know inside your heart as truth. You may find yourself tuning other people out or only partially listening to what other people are really saying because you only want to hear what you want to hear. You may find that maybe all that inner dialogue is just, it's just you'll find yourself with a lot of intense negative self-dialogue going on in your head. It's just, you know, that's when you know that this chakra is off-balanced or closed. Sometimes they associate this with people saying that they hear voices in their head. They can't shut that off. Yeah, that's when this chakra is way off-balance because, you know, sometimes you may hear your own voice, you're hearing other people's voices, and you're hearing the voices of spirits. That's when you're hearing voices in your head.
That's nice. I know. I told you, my daughter told me, she goes, you know, people that talk and hear voices and see people that no one else can see are put in a crazy house. She's only kidding. And she goes, Mommy, you make a living doing this. I said, yes. She's so funny. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, well, that's because yours is balanced, though. But the ones that can control it is when they're hearing just all that mindless chatter going on. So if you find yourself in that state of mindless chatter, or you're finding it difficult to really be honest with yourself and really listen to your inner voice, your intuition, the truth that lies within you, that's when you know that this chakra is off balance.
Yeah, I want to share this with you, if it's okay, Corrine. And it's light blue. That's Carolina blue. I'm from North Carolina. That's always how I remembered that one. My mom was a Reiki master. She would talk about it when I was much younger. When I was really, really going through trying to figure out what I was supposed to do, and I think we all go through that, okay, you know, when you have an old life that ends and a new life begins, you know what I mean? Some of us, it's done by inspiration or desperation. I remember one night laying in the bed and meditating, and all of a sudden I saw this angel that was blue. She's just all, she was surrounded by blue, like blue color, and she was very beautiful, and I believe it was Archangel Gabriel. And she said, I will help you do your work. It's all about communication, teaching, and healing. And I go, what are people going to think of me? She goes, don't worry, you're going to be okay. But I'll never forget that it was such an important message. And, you know, Archangel Gabriel is associated with communication, getting your work out there. She's amazing. And we'll go through a little bit of the angels that are associated with each of them in just a minute, but I wanted to share that story with you. The sense that this one affects, by the way, is hearing. And the parts of the body are lungs, the bronchioles, the esophagus, the vocal cords, the throat, the nape of the neck, the jaw, and the jowls. Did I say that right? Jowls. Anyway, and the glands that it affects are the thyroid gland and, the thyroid gland. Mm-hmm. And the hormones are the thyroxine. Did I say that? I hope I said that right. Yeah. Thyroxine. And it's all about communication. So a lot of times, and just a little side note, if you have a problem sharing your story, sharing your truth with a loved one or your kids or your, you know, work or, you know, family members or husband or wife, and this chakra gets blocked, it'll show up as a cold or something like that. Have you ever had that happen? You know, where you got, mm-hmm. where you could, yeah, me,
oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have as well. It's like, okay, got to work on that chakra. So anyway, the next one is the third eye. You want to go over that one?
I just want to quickly talk about the foods that you can eat here.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. That's okay. So again, if you're finding yourself kind of, you know, not able to focus correctly and you've got this intense, you know, negative self-dialogue going on in your head, the foods that you can eat to help you keep this chakra balanced is ginseng, ginkgo biloba. There's a type of mushroom called a reishi mushroom that helps. Barley, wheatgrass, bananas, echinacea, and kelp. And then there's a natural kind of supplement that's derived from plants called KM that will also help you too as well.
KM? Mm-hmm. Like the letter K? Cool.
Like letter K and the letter M.
Okay. Well, good. Okay. So we have what's the next chakra?
The next chakra is the sixth chakra, and it's the third eye chakra. It's located at the level of your forehead, between your eyes, just above the eyebrows. And it's the color of like an indigo blue. It's almost black and fades into a violet. So it's like an indigo blue, or like a real piercing indigo blue color.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's the third eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... and one of the things that I know about it is that's, you know, we talk about the chakras, but when you connect with spirit or your angels, it comes from your third eye or the next chakra, which is your head chakra. And this is where your intuition, a lot of people say that your sixth sense comes through in this, is your third eye. So it's that's mm-hmm. an important one. And it has all the knowledge of being there. Of your mental, physical, and spiritual body, you can get all the information through this chakra if you choose. Mm-hmm. And it's all about hearing. That's a sense that it affects. And the body parts are the lungs, the bronchioles. I'm sorry. The cerebellum, the ears, the nose, the sinuses, the eyes, and parts of the nervous system, and the face. So if you're, you know, when you get an ear infection, is that because your third eye's blocked? Maybe, right? That's what Louise Hay says. But your glands that it affects are your pituitary gland, and also the hormone is the hormone of the hypophysis. Did I say that right? I think so. But yeah, so it's an important one, and it's also a spiritual one. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. And when you see that it's opened, when it's open properly and fully, and it's blossoming, you know, you it's just where your sixth sense comes in. Yeah, like you said before, it gives you the ability to see clairvoyantly. You'll be able to see auras and see the chakras. You'll be able to see visions that that are sent to you and messages from spirits. You'll be able to see into the soul. If it's shut down or if it's blocked, you'll find yourself with like a tendency to be like overly intellectual about things. You'll see things very, very, you'll find that you have a tendency to kind of be just really black and white and seeing only concrete aspects of things.
Right.
And you're kind of just, you're basically missing the soul of what's around you. You're living a very linear life, very rational, very flat. That's when you know that this chakra is shut down or blocked. But the foods that you can eat to assist with opening it and to keep it balanced are lecithin, wheat germ, barley again, vitamin E, alfalfa, chamomile, and lots of water. Drink lots of water.
Well, see, that's not the fun one then, okay? Anyway, also the ears. So clairvoyant, of course, with the eyes, but also when you're some of us and you and I are clairvoyant, clairaudient, you can hear things. That because it affects the ears. So that's something too out of that indigo sixth chakra third eye. So just a little side note there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. And of course, meditation really helps to open up this chakra. But another thing that you can do that really helps you kind of increase or assist in this chakra being opened up for you is to do a lot of like imagination exercises. So like drawing, coloring, painting, or daydreaming, you know, just anything that increases your imagination. You can play with making up pictures in your mind. All of these will really strengthen and assist this chakra to open.
Yeah, there you go. And once again, I'm going to mention Reiki and Qigong for people that have just started listening in or maybe didn't hear it in the beginning. I have to share this with you. A friend of mine has a daughter, and her daughter is 5 years old now. And she told her mom and dad the other day, she goes, "You have three eyes. One right here, the right eye, one right here, the left eye, and one in the center of your forehead." How cool is that?
So, oh, that's wonderful.
She's a little crystal child, so you know, she actually saw the eyes. I was like, oh, how cool. You know?
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, she goes, she told me the other day, she says that my third eye is more open than her father's third eye. So. I love kids. They're so honest, aren't they? You know what I mean?
That's a special little girl there. Wow.
Yeah. So, and then we have the seventh chakra, I think. And will you share with people what that one is?
The seventh chakra is the crown chakra, and it's located at the top of the head at the highest point of your body. And it's a violet-white color. It's, you know, this is where you receive, you know, divine wisdom, divine light pouring into you from your crown. This is where a lot of people feel it it's kind of like, you always see angels with the halo. That's the aura on the top of the head. It's like that light that's at the crown of your head. So when it's open, you're tuning into like the divine energy, divine light. So you, this is where, like you were saying before, is where all your psychic abilities can come from. When you're really tuning in, you're tapping into the universal mind. You'll be able to look into past lives, see a soul's history. You'll know things without even having a reason, because you're tapping into the universal mind where information is stored. When you're meditating and you want to kind of increase your psychic abilities, or you want to tap into, you know, divine light, and a lot of people do this through meditation without even knowing it. They always imagine a white light surrounding them coming from above. That's the light entering through the crown chakra and filling up your soul.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You're right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Please go on.
Oh, no. It's the chakra that's, governs your consciousness with your spiritual awakening, enlightenment, spiritual wisdom, all that.
Yeah. You and I were chatting before the show, and what I do know is that when you connect with your angels, all that is, however you see your higher power or powers, you do it either through your third eye or your top chakra. And let me share this with, the basic principle with the chakra is you were just saying, is it's like your pure being. It's your connection to all that is. Mm-hmm. And the it affects all the senses, especially its sixth sense. So you know it's smell, taste, sight, hearing, feeling, and then and where it's located, or the parts of the body you told where it's located, is the cranium and the cerebrum. The glands that it affects is the pineal gland. And Karina, I don't want to. If anybody's listening, and we know you're listening, we're not saying that this is the end all do all, but it is a start. You know what I mean? If you got situations going on, and you're feeling tired, or something's going on with your ovaries, as well as going to a doctor, doing Reiki or Qigong is really, really well. It does really well with this. One of the things I want to share with people, Corinne, and I know you and I talked about it. When you are talking or communication, you want your heart and your communication chakra to be connected, right? Because if you're loving someone, you want to make sure that you can communicate your truth to them, correct? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think so. One of the things that I like to teach people, and you and I've talked about this, is if you learn how to bring the energy from, let's say, your first three chakras, like your root chakra, the fight or flight, and connect it to your heart energy, and then to your throat energy, and then through your third eye and your top chakra, imagine how that changes the energy in that root chakra, okay? Or in your creative chakra, which connects with the your sexual glands, or your sexual organs, sorry. Imagine if you take that second chakra and bring the energy. You can visualize it yourself, or you can take your hand and bring it up through your heart, your throat, your third eye, or the top of your head, because when you start bringing that energy up through there or visualizing it, it changes it becomes more spiritual, I mean, I know some, you and I have talked about that. Have you ever been intimate with someone and you wish it could have been, you felt all this connection and they didn't, you know what I mean? Or not they didn't, but you felt such an emotional connection and you weren't sure if they did. But if you're working with yourself and then your partner, and then just taking your hand like 2 inches above them, and then bringing that, concentrate on bringing that energy from that particular chakra up through the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the top chakra, it changes the energy. And also on a big level, it changes the relationship ultimately. We have done that in Reiki classes. Amazing. Or, it's taught the process, and then they go home and, of course, try it. Don't try it there. So, but yeah, could you imagine? So, where's my partner? I'm going to call him now, or her now, bring him here. I mean, you're talking about in while you're having sex, or this is before you're having sex? Well, if you're really concentrating on that while you're having sex, you probably need to look at your partner. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, you can. I'm not saying that that you can't. But, in that time, there's a time sometimes when you're laying together watching TV or before or after, that you can learn to bring that energy up. You know what I mean? So it's coming, that sexual energy is coming with a heart, from the heart, the throat, which is communication, mm-hmm. and the third eye, which is connecting you to all that is, and the crown chakra, which is doing the same. And it really does ultimately change it. And it's not a big thing. It's just you can visualize it within yourself first, because you go, oh, my man needs to be more loving. Well, if you're thinking he needs to be more loving, you probably need to do that yourself. Or my woman needs to be more loving. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I really like that because, because the heart chakra is just the vibration of love, that divine love, without the emotion attached to it, like the needy, the fear, all of that. So when you get the pure essence of the energy from that chakra, from the heart chakra, and then you bring it up, that's just such a wonderful vibration, I think, because you leave behind all of the lower vibration energy of emotion attached to it.
That's very true. And so can you imagine, have you ever heard, and you and I work with clients all the time, well, he doesn't talk to me, I don't know how he feels. Maybe if you're holding his hand, or you're, you know, you don't even have to be intimate having a sexual intimate moment. When you're just, you know, just kind of like taking your hand and bringing like the energy up from, you know, from his third chakra, which is about communication, self-esteem, or from his lower chakras up to his heart and his throat, where, or her throat, her heart. Imagine what that does. You know, it's those little things that we don't know that we can do, and it doesn't cost any money, and it's no big deal. You know what I mean? It just takes a couple minutes, you know, so. And you're like, well, he's going to know I'm doing something. Well, if you don't hold your hand above his body, like, sit still, let me do this. Maybe just, you know, rub your hand up his or her body, you know, like, you know, tickling, I don't know. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be a big deal. You know,
I think a friend of ours, she I think one time mentioned that she actually does the, you know, like this energy work on her husband while he's sleeping.
Yes, that's right.
Right? Remember?
Yeah.
So that's a good time to do it, and you just only infuse loving energy. And I think what she said was she kind of brings her hand over, kind of scans his body as he's sleeping, and only sends him, you know, positive and loving affirmations. And that's another way of working with the chakras without the Reiki, because I think she's just doing just energy, just sending positive energy.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to do, and people think, well, I'm not certified in Reiki, or it doesn't really matter. You know what? The biggest healer is you when you love someone and you love yourself first. So I think that's super important. And, you know, I had a friend, I told her to do it too as well when he's sleeping, and she goes, well, I never get asked to stay over. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, there's a lot more going on here, you know, but yeah, I know, sounds bad, doesn't it? But we have angels that are associated with them. So Archangel Raphael, for instance, is all about healing. So he really would work with the first three chakras, the root, sacral, and the third chakra, the self-esteem one that we're talking about, or the sense of well-being, because he's all about physical healing, okay, and that's the physical chakras. Also, Archangel Michael is great to work with the third chakra, especially because he gives you courage to be who you are, you know what I mean? All you have to do is ask, right? So that's something that people that are listening in, if you want, say, okay, I've got problems with, you know, confrontation like you were sharing with, or I don't like to talk, or I'm not orderly enough, I'm disorganized, you know, and then Michael will help you, give you courage to be yourself and walk in truth. And then the heart chakra, which archangel do you think would do that one, or be with that one?
For me, it was for the heart chakra. I mean, we were talking about archangels here.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I was kind of focused on Archangel Raphael there, because he was saying that he also works with addictions.
Right.
That's the second chakra.
Right.
To kind of overcome addictions. I'm sorry. I just tuned in to him there. I think because I was talking to him earlier today. So the heart. You were saying the heart, is that the question that you just asked me? I'm sorry.
So what chakra would be for the heart? It's emotional, right? The heart, well, the heart's all about great love, not emotional. But which one do you think would be for the heart, in for you, actually, maybe, you know?
I'm sorry. I don't know if you're asking me or if you're telling me.
Babbling, or as a friend of ours says, jibber jabbering, right? No, which chakra? I mean, which archangel do you feel was with the heart? I think it's Archangel Uriel. Okay, so maybe that will be good. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So Archangel Uriel is great for the heart. Is that who you work with when you're working with your heart chakra?
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Your mic kind of got distorted there a little bit, so I couldn't quite hear you. Did you just say Uriel?
Yes, Archangel
yes,
Uriel.
Yes. With the heart, with healing. Healing
right.
The heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the sixth chakra, the fifth chakra, which is the communication center, we know that because I said it earlier, is Archangel Gabriel. She is wonderful. So if you're having a challenging time getting your work done, and you know that you're, and it doesn't mean that you, it's spiritual work, because everything's spiritual, whether you're doing it, calling it metaphysical and spiritual. But if you're working with her and you're communicating your truth, like James Cameron did The Dolphin Tale, I think he directed that. You know, he's a very metaphysical guy. But can you imagine? I think Archangel Gabriel works with him all the time. But she's all about getting your work out there and helping you with communication. And then the sixth chakra, or the, that's the fifth chakra, the sixth chakra, which is the indigo, and that's your third eye. Archangel Metatron. See, I always mispronounce that so much. Metatron helps with that one as well. So, and then the seventh chakra, all of them work with the seventh that connects you to all that is. So how cool is that, you know?
That's wonderful.
Well, there's more than seven.
Yeah, there's more than seven archangels. But if you can't remember which ones, Archangel Michael helps with all of them too. So he's the top dog of the archangels. So if you can't remember these names, Archangel Michael is great with any the clearing and opening of any of these and balancing of any of these chakras. So
he's the end all do all angel. So, yeah. And then we also have a couple of things like with the meditation. So you, I think Doreen Virtue has a meditation, doesn't she?
Yes. For which Archangel Michael?
No,
sorry.
No. Doreen Virtue has a meditation for chakras. It's the morning and evening meditation, and it's clearing and opening the chakras. Mm-hmm. So you can get that on Amazon. I think it's wonderful. I've used it. I know that you have it as well.
Yes, absolutely. And also, you know, this book with by Sonia Choquette, The Psychic Pathways, actually, within each of these chakras, she has some great meditation practices and affirmations that you can say that are specific to whether or not your chakra is overactive or underfunctioning. She's got some great affirmations that you can say for each of those scenarios and just great meditative and visualization techniques. So it's a great book for that.
Yeah, I like that. And then there's also Kundalini meditations that really will work with the chakras too. You can go to audiblebooks.com, audible.com, I know Amazon. And I think we have a caller, and you and I have been chatting away and talking, and she's been on there for a while, so let's talk to her if she's still there. Oh, I feel bad. Kim?
Hi there. How are you, girls?
Hi.
Oh, so sorry, Kim. We didn't even realize, and we just got to talk in, and I'm so sorry.
I've been so, you know, I love talking about the chakras, and I will reiterate to you that I do listen to the Doreen Virtue meditation, and it's fabulous. Unbelievable.
Oh, good.
She takes you through an in-depth meditation, and you feel like $1 million when you're done, and especially if you are having a rotten day or something going on in your life. I'm going to do it actually right after the call. I had forgotten about it. And, you know, you're able to download it onto your iPod, which is even better.
I know. I love that. So it's good. What's your question?
Nothing new with Jeff. I believe he's still on the back burner. But my friend Mario from Italy called me. He's in St. Louis, where he lives now. Called me last night and invited me to fly me to his home tomorrow and then flying me back Sunday night. Told me to sleep on it last night, and we would talk about it today. And if I were not going to go there, then he would come here to where I am. And I've had very little contact with him today, so I'm just sort of wondering what's up.
It feels like he's going to come to see you. That's what I feel, okay? I'm not sure why I know that or feel that, but that's what I got really strong. It feels like he's going to come to see you. It's going to be easier for him to do that. It feels like there's a bit. Did he call you or talk to you about his day being hectic, crazy, or something with business?
I sent him a message first thing this morning that said, I've got a meeting, and then right after that, I've got a 10-minute break, and then another meeting after that. Can I call you later before I go to lunch? And he said, sure. And I did, and he didn't pick up. And then I just called him before the call tonight, and he said, let me call you back tonight. I'm with some people.
it just feels like he's just been super busy with stuff, and I know he's a really powerful person, individual. So, but I believe that he'll come to you, okay? But he'll talk to you about it. He's not blowing.
He's not what?
Extremely busy.
I think you just cut out there for a second, Tari.
I said he's not blowing you off. He's just super busy. That's all.
Okay. Jeff, still in the picture?
Yes.
It's like that one's on. He's not that one. I'm sorry. That one. I said that one. He is. He's on hold.
Yep.
He's on hold. Because he's still there though. He's still there. But it's almost like I get the feeling like you need to see where this goes with this other man. And because the energy around Jeff, it's like there's no movement. It's like he's just there. He's just there. I'm not seeing anything moving with him. There's no, and that's fine because I think you really need to kind of see where this goes with this man. And I'm not getting anything negative from him at all. There's no negative emotions. He really is into you, really does want to see you. He's just super, super busy. Total 100% intention to come see you or to spend time with you. That's on his mind. And business and work. And does he have an ex-wife? Something there with that. Okay. There's something there with that. But nothing that will interfere with your relationship with him, but there's something there on the side with an ex-wife. But Jeff is just on hold. It's almost like the universe is creating this ability for you to be able to kind of just wait and see this other thing out.
Mm-hmm. It's a pause moment for Jeff, but he'll be back, okay? And you get to make decisions. Remember, Kim, you get to choose, okay?
That'd be nice.
I think we got to go close the call. So thanks, Kim, for calling. And, Corrine, we've got, if anybody wants to know anything, we've got angelcoaches.com that they can go to and to get information. What else do you have to share?
And that's about it. And if they want information to join the we have a weekly teleconference on every Tuesday night. Send us a note, and we'll give you the information. And you can go on our website to see the classes that we have coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, if you go to angelcoaches.com, you can send us an email. So anyway, everybody have a nice night, and we'll see you later.
Good night.